This is Exam on KBIA. I'm Molly Dove, and each week we'll dive deep into different education stories from all across Missouri. When people think of cheerleading, usually they imagine cheerleaders on the sidelines of football games with pom-poms in hand. But competitive cheer can be much different. The athletes jump, tumble, and throw others 10 feet in the air only to catch them before they hit the floor. The Olympic Committee recognized the complexity and the athleticism behind competitive cheer and officially added the sport to appear in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. KBIA's Cassidy Arena went out to Columbia's All-Star Performance Institute to figure out exactly what goes all into the world of competitive cheer.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
My name is Melissa Wilhite. I am the owner of All Star Performance Institute. It is a competitive cheerleading program and tumbling gym here in Columbia, Missouri. Competitive cheer is completely different from school cheer and sideline cheer. So cheerleading is honestly one of the most athletic sports I've ever seen and been a part of. It's not only physically draining, but mentally draining. And I don't think people understand it until they are a part of it.
They were like this far apart.
Who didn't throw them?
My name is Summer, and I'm a competitive cheerleader. It's a lot more than what you see at a football game. Like, it's a sport where people have to work hard, just like any other sport, like football, gymnastics.
If you think a football coach is hard, listen to a cheer coach.
On my TikToks, I do not want to see bent knees. You need to be switching from position to position. Do it again. Arms together.
It's not easy. Even though they make it look easy, it's not as simple as you think.
That's the Jesus. Carly already hit me.
Got him.
Wait, when?
We were in the basket.
Something's done. Oh, she goes.
My name is Amy Sapp, and my daughter, Carly, cheers on two all-star teams at All-Star Performance Institute, a level one senior team and a level three senior team.
Carly,
oh, right, the hip thing.
You know, growing up, I didn't know what competitive cheer was. So when my daughter was first invited to join the team, I had no idea what to expect. I'm really excited when I learned that it was going to be joining the Olympics as a sport, because I think it will give a lot more notice to the sport, because I don't think people understand what it really is.
The sweat, the tears, the blood, the injuries, the concussions, they go through just as much as a football player, basketball player. And for the world to truly see what they do, I think it's going to be amazing. And it's been a sport that's been needing to be recognized for a long time, and I think it's just been in the shadows.
What if, like, Genesis
died? Why would you say something like that?
Hi, Kelly!
Hi. Okay. I know, I'm a little bit
kidding. Like,
did
you
get it? Whoa, Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Stop.
If you tumble with your legs that far apart, yeah, you might.
My name is Caitlin. I help coach Melissa with the level three team here at All Star Performance Institute. And I have been cheering ever since I was roughly around 10 years old.
They were like this far apart.
Cheer would have been included in the Olympics sooner. It definitely would have been a big goal of mine. Yes.
It's that kind of thing of getting them to stay committed and not reach that burnout and pursuing something further in college and moving on to the Olympics or going to these bigger teams.
That was KBIA's Cassidy Arena visiting Columbia's All-Star Performance Institute. I'm Molly Dove. Thanks for listening to Exam on KBIA.